I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We want to go back to our top story today, Ukraine, to Odessa specifically. On Friday, more than 40 people were killed there after violence broke out. Most of the dead were pro-Russia protesters killed in a building fire. It's hard to imagine all of this in Odessa. The charming port city on the Black Sea isn't known for such scenes of violence, but for its literature, for its arts and humor. The World's Jason Margolis is here with me now. Jason, you were in Odessa a few years ago, right?
Yeah, I was there in 2008. I was on a two-week reporting trip in Ukraine, and I took an overnight train from Kiev to Odessa.
Yeah, so what is Odessa like? Tell us about it.
It's just one of those cities, you know, whenever you hear about San Francisco, people say, oh, I love San Francisco. It's the same way with Odessa. Everybody loves Odessa, and it lives up to the hype. It's right on the Black Sea. The architecture is amazing with these grand, colorful buildings. The city has gardens and parks and wide walking paths covered by leafy green trees, cafes, museums. And the people there, it's a mix of people from different cultures. You have Greeks, Turks, Bulgarians, Russians, Ukrainians. There used to be a lot of Jews, but a small Jewish population now. It's just a wonderful cosmopolitan place.
So what strikes you when you hear about the violence that's happening there right now? What do you think?
It's just hard to imagine or visualize. So when you've been hearing about this violence in these small towns in eastern Ukraine, okay, I've never heard of these places. But when the violence has come home to Odessa, this is like violence in Paris. This is the cultural center of Ukraine. For me, it makes it the story much more real and much harder to accept that violence is happening in this incredibly culturally rich place.
Which makes the contrast even sharper with the story that you were reporting in Odessa, which was about humor.
Yeah, I was doing a story on humor. A lot of Jewish comedians in the United States, in New York, 100, 120 years ago, they emigrated from Odessa. And you can make the argument, and academics have and comedians have, that much of today's modern Jewish humor, from Jerry Seinfeld to Mel Brooks to Larry David, the roots of this neurotic, pessimistic humor begins in Odessa.
I remember your story, which we'll hear in a second. I imagine it was pretty fun to report.
It was great. I'd have to say this was one of my all-time favorites. When we came up with the idea to do this story, I thought, well, this is a pretty easy assignment. I go talk to some comedians, visit some comedy clubs. It didn't work out that way. So take a listen. And again, this was from 2008. On a hot, sticky morning, middle-aged women in filthy aprons are taking out their aggression on fish. The women are hurling insults at each other. One woman calls another an old pig. Then a few smile and chuckle. I've come here, the Prevost Fish Market, the heart of Odessa, to try and learn about Odessa's humor. To best do that, several women tell me, talk to Larissa. Larissa is a sturdy woman with a menacing scowl. But she's sort of friendly. She starts to give me my lesson. My translator, Sasha, tries to explain.
So the people in Odessa have always been very relaxed, funny in a way, and this is just a very nice and pleasant city, and that's why people are nice and pleasant.
But they're not nice and pleasant.
Well, to them, it's nice and pleasant.
I see.
But I don't see. I ask Larissa a few more questions. Then, in the middle of a sentence, she spots a friend across the market.
Masha!
She yells out, "Hey, Masha, you owe me something." Larissa dashes after her friend, leaving me standing there holding my microphone. Interview over. I try a new tack. I meet up with Zenya Yakovchenko. He works in TV. I ask him to give me an example of Odessa humor. Show, don't tell. He describes a scene from the TV show Odessa Prepares Dinner.
An old guy, probably Jewish, is walking around in the market, touching everything, putting the nose in it. And
honest to God, my recorder runs out of batteries right here.
Sorry about that.
Zenya picks up the tale.
He asks, why do you buy this wheel? Wheel.
Veal.
Veal. Yes, that's right.
I'll speed things up a bit. The old man says, why don't you buy the pork? Here's Zenya with the punchline.
He turns to camera and puts the microphones and says, she buys the wheel, she's short of money. You see?
That's me laughing. It's nervous laughter. I don't get the joke. Xenia senses that I'm confused.
Do you think it's funny?
Yes, I think it's funny. It's different. It's a different type of humor than I'm used to.
I'm lying. I don't get it. Now, I know that humor doesn't always translate across cultures. But if Odessan humor is the basis of New York humor, and I get New York humor, something isn't adding up. I have another idea. I make my way to the comedy club House of Clowns and the attached restaurant called Mana Mana.
Mana Mana. Mana Mana.
Irina Studnichenko runs Mana Mana. I explain the problems I'm having. She says it's not me.
Odessa humor is Jewish humor. Jewish humor is Odessa humor. When the Jews left after the Soviet Union collapsed, humor left with them. Now we have these new comedy clubs. These comedians are trying to recreate the same humor, pretending they have the Jewish accent. It's not the same thing. Odessan humor used to be about making fun of yourself, not insulting somebody else.
As I'm about to thank her for the interview and leave, she adds one point for good measure.
Americans, pure Americans born in America, they don't know how to joke. They're not funny at all. It's true, no?
At this point, I'm feeling a bit deflated. I report my findings back to Xenia, the guy who made the veal joke. He assures me that Odessans are hysterical. The problem, he says, is me. I'm not funny. But there's hope.
If you're gonna come again and live for a couple of years, you're gonna be in a pure Odessan too, and you're gonna be fun?
You're going to be fun. The parting words of encouragement as I'm leaving Odessa. I gotta admit, that's a pretty amusing thing to say to somebody. Maybe these Odessans are pretty funny.
Manamana. Manamana.
For the world, I'm Jason Margolis, Odessa, Ukraine.
Manamana.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Now, that's funny. That story from Jason's 2008 trip to the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. With any hope, these days the city will be able to keep some sense of humor about itself. No punchline there. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.